The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, it's that time of the week when Tom Dunn joins us to talk about all matters musical. First up, take a listen to this.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 I'm a rocket man.
Now, you would think that that is Elton John, but it's not.
No, it's not. It's the actor Taron Egerton. That's a catchy name, isn't it?
Egerton? Well, yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen a name so unusual as this before. Egerton?
Yeah, no, I went to school with a guy called Egerton. Yeah.
Egerton?
Yeah, Egerton. Okay. Two G's would suggest Egerton, but I'm never one to correct you because you mercifully don't correct me.
I'm gonna go with Egerton.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're correct on this. Taron Egerton. Egerton, yeah. Elton insists, this is the new biopic of Elton John called Rocket Man, and Elton insisted that he sing the songs because in the Queen movie, he was lip-syncing to Freddie a lot of the times, and Elton didn't want that. So as if it wouldn't be intimidating enough to play Elton John in a movie, he had to actually sing the songs as well. He does a really, really good job of it. This is not so much the follow-up to the Queen movie, but the Queen movie was so successful, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
It took over $1 billion at the box office. I think the most successful movie documentary film of all time. So it's inspired a slew of similar movies. This one is from the same director as the Queen movie, so you can expect great things. And while the Queen movie was a little bit introspective at times, this is full-on, glamorous, great crack, just over-the-top stuff that's real, get you on the edge of your seat. And there's sadness in it as well, but highly entertaining. It captures Elton John in the late 60s and the early 70s when he was on top of his game. There was a mountain of drugs going on, but he was backing it up with the best material of his life. Song after song was a smash hit, and it captures all that. It captures this effusive, wonderful moment in his life. There's other things too which are fascinating that I didn't realise. His co-songwriter Bernie Taupin, he had kind of a crush for her, an unrequited love of Bernie. So they captured that really well in the film. But basically, for those who've been waiting for something to get their heads around, those who enjoyed Queen, this is more of the same, but it's very, very entertaining. We'll say one thing, it's 15A. The last one was 12A. And I brought the girls to it, and I found it was slightly uncomfortable because there were moments in it that I knew I was going to have to explain to them afterwards, that drug taking and gay elements to it. This is 15A and is much more so than that.
Would you go to this if you weren't an Elton fan? And what would you get out of it?
Well, that kind of begs the question, would you go to it if you weren't a music fan? And I think you'd go to this because
would you get an insight into the music industry?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
well, that's,
yeah.
You've sold
but
it to
also,
me
a lot of people might judge Elton on the songs he's written over the last 10 or 15 years, which I find very vanilla and just not very exciting. These songs are the ones. This is this song and Rocket Man and Benny and the Jets and Saturday Night.
And the whole Diana thing, does that come into it?
No, that's much later in the day. This takes you up to the edge of kind of turning his life around a bit, but no, it doesn't go as far.
Right, because that was a particularly high point for him.
It really was. Yeah. The singing in the church that day was, he loved her, of course.
Yeah.
And
he did it brilliantly.
Yeah.
It was the best of his creative talent.
Absolutely, Candle in the Wind.
All right. And the fact there was only one performance, it was just magic.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Tom's album of the week is next. Mind me asking a personal question.
Go on.
Are you the agent or manager for Colin McConnell?
No,
because
just
2 weeks in a row now, you've peddled his gigs, peddled his album.
I have an eye for talent.
15%? I won't follow it.
No, when I see it coming, I'm the first to try and proclaim it. It's as simple as that. He played last week, clashing with the Eurovision in Vicar Street, and that was my gig of the week. But now the album is here. The album's called The River Holds Its Breath. It's Colin McConnell, who people will know as being the fiddle player with The Frames, who are one of my favourite Irish bands. And when Glenn won the Oscar, The Frames were no more. It was as simple as that. So it looked like Colin was going to be left high and dry, but he did two albums. And the last one, Oxnition, I'm sure, I thought was sensational. But this is better still. And I don't know how big a part in it Bill Whelan plays, but he met Bill Whelan a few times and Bill was running it past him that they should do an album together and he liked the idea. And I think Bill might be bringing something very special to the table here. I think maybe Bill's commercial head, that he did Riverdance and he was in Planxty, and maybe knows how to present this music to a wider audience. Maybe that's coming into play. But
getting Liftoff in the wider audience?
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge. I really do. Mm. I think people across the globe are going to connect with this. And
well, good luck to him.
Yeah, I really hope it does well. But it's beautiful stuff. And I can't stop myself playing it. I find...
there's something haunting about it.
Absolutely. And it's track
almost
after
spiritual.
Track. Yeah, definitely spiritual. Definitely. He's in tonight on the show.
And you do come to Jesus like nobody can do.
Nobody
come
does
to
come
Jesus.
To Jesus like me. He's in tonight on the show. He's performing a session.
Your
for
moments
me.
Of mortality are indelibly grained well, on the nation after the Late Late Show performance.
I think I reflected on
it. It was
very
such
well.
A weepy.
It was. Yes. So
dragging the kids into it is a bit rich. But anyway,
but still.
All right. So, Tom's album of the week again is.
Colm O'Conumbra. And he will be in The River Holds Its Breath. He's in tonight doing a session for me at 9:15.
Oh, fantastic.
And I don't do many sessions, so I'm delighted
right.
about that.
All right. Now, I left TV last night,
yes.
and someone who used to be a producer here, Nadine, is a producer there. And I'm so excited. Now, this is a sensible woman.
Yes.
I would say, you know, beyond millennial now, a little bit more mature than that. And she was so excited about going to Westlife tonight and Spice Girls on Friday. And I was scratching my head that someone so sensible could be so teeny bopperish.
Ah, the Spice Girls.
Your gig of the week is?
The Spice Girls.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
Give me the context to this gig.
They haven't been together in a very long time. They're back together. Who knows when you'll see them again? And they're
is the Sourpuss one married to
the Sourpuss one, I reckon, is Posh Spice.
Yes, that's right. Married to Dave Beckham.
Sourpuss Spice would have been such a much better name. But sadly, no one thought of it.
She's
married to Beckham.
She back?
She's not in it. She's the only one who's missing.
No,
Jerry is there.
There.
You know, Sporty is there. Baby Spice is there.
Yeah.
Spice Bag is there.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
other Spices
yeah.
are all present. So you can't... I'll tell you where I have a conundrum with this. It hasn't happened to me often, but the 12-year-old...
Your kids. Yeah.
Daddy, can I go to this? That came to me with that. So I'm copped to
it. But is that the audience?
Place.
Is it a replay of the age cohort they had 20 years ago?
It's the wonderful position of getting your original fans and getting new fans as well. I've played this stuff to my girls and they like this as much as they like Ariana Grande or the new names of today. They see no difference between it. They think it's just brilliant pop music.
Well, the advice is there's a huge crowd expected in Croker and the arrangement is that you need to allow 2 hours travel time.
Yeah.
The city is going to be gridlocked. The Spice Girls themselves on stage at 8:15. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, this will run with precision.
Now, your tip of the week, Tom, is take a listen.
That is a little bit of music from the Mamas and the Papas, and it features in the new movie from Quentin Tarantino, which goes on release in August, and which critics are going doodlally about. It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
So is doodlally a good thing or a bad thing?
Very good.
Okay.
And it follows the career of an actor whose life's going nowhere, and his screen double, who's his only friend in life, and their lives. But in Quentin Tarantino, it takes them through some very crazy paths, and in the background are the stories of the Manson murders. So he captures this time, late 60s in LA. It's very engaging, very funny from what I can read about as well. But the reason I wanted to point it out to you is I think he's a genius filmmaker, but he's even beyond genius when it comes to soundtracks. He has a way of combining music of its times, which is just that nobody else comes close to what he does. People talk about his movies like Reservoir Dogs and they remember the torture scene in it and the Steelers' Wheel song in the background. And when it comes to Pulp Fiction, it's the same. You remember the music. Whatever gift he has for putting a piece of music to a scene, no one does it better.
So you're saying go to the movie just for the music?
Is there a soundtrack you can get? There is a soundtrack.
All right. And God bless Spotify. They have it up already. They've got it cobbled together, which is very advanced of them, may I say. And the songs, you just go, I haven't heard that song in years. I mean, you put it in a particular context, it blows you away. The man is a genius.
Now, nighttime tonight at 10 o'clock, you mentioned
nine
already.
9 o'clock tonight. Oh, we're 9 on o'clock. Our summer holiday hours.
Oh, right, you changed.
Sports. Yeah,
right.
So during summer, we go 9 to 11.
Right.
So Colin McConumber will be into me at a 9:15 tonight performing a session.
And right through July, June, August.
Yeah, until the Premier League.
I spoke to the DG here. I said, look, Tom can do more. I said, his productivity needs to be upped.
Well, he certainly listens to you, Ivan. Just good news.
Good luck with that. Tune in to Tom at 9.